Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. So this is a podcast we've been trying to get for 2 weeks going. So it's going to be a little choppy probably because Danica hasn't been able to jump on yet, and then Carrie hasn't been on, and then I haven't been on because the internet is not our friend today. So I have Carrie right now, and Carrie and I are going to get started, and then Danica's going to jump in when she can. So a little bit different start today, but Carrie, welcome to Champion Chat 360.
Thanks for having me, Christy.
So let's talk a little bit about you. So tell me all about you. You are our very first female bodybuilder, which is amazing, and you're also the reigning female bodybuilding York & Cut champ. You might be the last one, by the way. with the way that everything's going. But so tell us all about you.
Well, you kind of want to know how I got started and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's great.
Actually, what kind of got me started into it was my own. I always went to my grandmother's house, mm-hmm. and he was real big into lifting. And I was such a tomboy that, you know, I was real interested. And so he let me come in there and lift with him. And it just got me kind of hooked on weightlifting.
Yep.
And I guess, too, all the magazines that came out back then, you know, I can't even think of it. Was Muscle and Fitness, I think.
Yep.
You know, then they started having the female bodybuilders. It just got me fired up, and I just wanted to do it. So that kind of inspired me, and it just... It was something I just wanted to try.
Yeah.
I think I started lifting when I was about 16.
Oh, wow. In the gym or at home or where was it?
Yeah, I was pretty young. It was at my grandmother's house. He had a makeshift weight room out there in the carport.
Yeah.
And I'd go out there and lift some with him. He was a big influence on me.
So what made him want to lift weights? Do you know?
No, I mean... It was just, I was such a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to do everything that the boys did, you know. It just piqued my interest, and I like being able to be strong and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Boxing now.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Boxing is pretty hardcore. Did you play any other sports, Carrie, when you were a kid?
Not really, just football with the neighborhood boys.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love it. Do you have brothers or siblings, or were they just guys around the neighborhood?
It was guys around the neighborhood and my uncle, and I do have one brother.
I was a tomboy, too. I probably wore my hair up for, I say, 90% of my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So, how did you get into competing?
Gosh. Well... Like I said, I loved seeing those women in the magazines, and I decided I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
My first show was in 1989.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Around that time?
Yes.
Tell us all about that. Woo-wee.
Well, yeah. I kind of did my diet myself. Yeah, and so I didn't come in lean enough.
Uh-huh.
It was in Atlanta. It was at the World Congress Center. And I came in like 6th. There was only about 8 or 9 in my class. But like I said, I didn't know much about it, and I just tried it myself, you know.
So it was only bodybuilding back then?
Yeah, it was bodybuilding.
And there was no other,
yeah.
No, like, figure wasn't there yet?
There was not physique or anything like that. No. I don't even remember if there was figure there.
That's pretty.
Maybe there was
figure. Wow.
You've been in it for, let's see, what does that make it? We won't count the numbers. Just say a little while. You've been doing it for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
So how
have... I actually...
Go ahead.
I took big breaks in between all my shows, though. I didn't compete much. After that, I didn't compete again until 2003.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what made you want to go back to... Yeah.
So what did you do? Yeah.
Well, in 1991, I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that competing takes up a lot of time. And I said, well, I devoted, you know, my time to him mostly. And I still worked out, but I just didn't want to dedicate all that time to competing.
Mm-hmm.
When he was just a small boy.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't compete again for a long time. And I just got back interested in it again in 2003.
And what happened?
Well, I competed at another NPC show, and there was only a few in my class, but I took the class. Then I took another big break, didn't compete again until 2010, and I went to NPC Figure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I did quite a few shows between 2010 and 11 in Figure, but, I placed mostly in top four. I mean, it was mostly second and third place I'd get. They always said I was too lean and too muscular.
Huh. Wow, that's so interesting, because now you would think that's kind of the appeal of Figure and NPC.
Yeah. Yeah, it is now.
Yeah, it is now. I know. So what made you switch over to OCB?
What now?
What made you change over into OCB?
Well, you know, the testing thing. I wanted to compete on a level playing ground, and I was always natural, so I wanted to compete with natural people where I knew it was natural and tested.
Mm-hmm. It makes it easier on your mind to know that, you know, everyone's going in the same level.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
In 2011, I competed in the first NPC physique show ever.
Wow.
Wow.
And that was at, the Junior USAs in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who won my class?
No idea.
Dana Lynn Bailey. She was in my class.
That's awesome.
That's where she won her pro card.
That's so interesting. That's awesome. You know, I don't know if you follow like the Olympia bikini at all, but Janet Leyug, when I competed in NPC Nationals, that's where she got her pro card. And so to see her progress, and I'm like, I know you, I competed against you, and that's so weird.
I know, that's cool, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
So then you're in OCB. How did that go for you?
I actually competed, I found Cliff Wilson at the first part of 2012, and I decided to do a INBF show.
Okay.
So I competed at my first natural bodybuilding show, and it was in Macon, Georgia, and that's where I won my pro card.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was WNBF pro.
So your first show.
No big deal.
No.
That's no awesome. Big deal. You're with Cliff, and you've been with Cliff since 2012?
Yes.
He raves about you. He loves using you for examples.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that sound. Yeah. So then did you take some time off again? You did the Kansas City show, right? And then.
Yeah, I actually, right after I won my pro card in July 2012, then I turned, he wanted me to do my pro debut. So I did the Kansas City Pro International in September 2012. I didn't realize it, but I would be competing against Patricia Payne.
Mm. Yeah.
So anyways, that was really a mind thing for me.
What was so hard about that? What was so hard about that mind thing for you?
But I actually came in second, so I think it was because she was like a 7-time world champion at that time.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe I was standing at my pro debut on stage with a 7-time world champion.
But you were pro for a reason.
It was kind of intimidating, but I really had a blast.
That's awesome. And you came in second.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. And then I just took a long break after that, you know, because I need size on.
So you're small, right? You're not a very big person?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're pocket size. So how big are you?
I'm 5'2", and usually compete about 107.
Right. So you're right around what we are. It's crazy to see the difference, because I think I won my urine at 5'3", probably 106, 107.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you have so much more muscle. So that's a great thing to talk about, the difference between the classes. So what are your thoughts of all the different classes
being
someone who's been there from, we'll say, since the 80s and seen the evolution?
Well, I tell you, it seems like women's bodybuilding is really not as big as it used to be.
Yeah.
And it seems like the physique is really taken off.
So what are your thoughts on that?
You saw what the Kansas City Pro, they didn't have women's bodybuilding, but they had like 13 women physique pros.
So what is the difference to you for that?
Well, you know, as far as physique, I don't think that they come in as shredded. Maybe not, don't look quite as big, but, you know, some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's supposed to be a little bit softer look
mm-hmm.
and a little bit softer posing.
Yeah.
I like them both, but I really hope that the bodybuilding is here to stay.
Would you say that you would cross over, or would you stay to one more than the other?
I would think about doing physique if bodybuilding was phased out, but I really like the bodybuilding because, actually, I mean, I don't have a gift of getting large, but I have a gift of getting shredded.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
So that division appeals to me more, and I just love it.
That's good. I love that you found the thing. Now, why'd you go from figure back to bodybuilding?
You know, I am not good with heels, let me tell you. That is one of the main reasons, but I really couldn't. I never got the hang of the poses in figure, and then I would get too lean also. So I think just barefoot and just shredded, that's where I need to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that just feels comfortable for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's just where I fit.
Even being a little person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? You look so much bigger when you're lean like that.
Crazy to think. I think it'll be interesting. I think at the end of for this post, one of the things we can do is put you and I against each other and see the difference in the muscle mass between the two and say, these two are only an inch different and their weight is the same.
You know, Cliff did a comparison like that one time with his bikini figure and bodybuilders, and it was amazing the weight and everything that he had on there for everybody.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting.
It's crazy.
So you took a really long break between shows, and I love your reasoning behind it, but what is your idea of balance? Like, between, how do you do it all? Like, what's your version of balance, being a mom, being an entrepreneur, being a competitor? And because you took breaks in between to address, like, and reprioritize things in your life, but how do you balance it all?
Yeah, you know, mostly when my son was little, I took a lot of time off from competing. I didn't want to take away from him. But as he got older, you know, I felt like I could get back into competing a little bit more. I struggle with balance. You know, I feel like I'm neglecting things. You know, I always struggle with that.
How so? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I try to find a balance with my spiritual life, my family, working out. You know, when you're getting ready for a show, it takes so much time during your day.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to find.
Yeah.
You know, that good balance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's inevitable that it's going to be difficult though. I think if you think of this is like, even for your kid, when your child is a newborn, and obviously Christy and I are going to learn this soon, but like, you shift your priorities and you shift your focus, and that balance becomes a little bit skewed and different in like another way. But you always end up working it out and figuring where can I invest my energy into what at this moment? And sometimes there are places that need a little bit more energy than others.
Yeah, that's right.
So you talked a little bit about your other areas of life. How do you incorporate or keep them as much as you can? So your faith is one of your big things for you. How do you incorporate that into the fitness world for you or into your goals?
Well, you know, I like to do a devotional when I get up, you know, kind of before I start my day.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to keep that balance, and, you know, we do go to church, and, you know, I try to keep my prayer life where it should be, so, you know, I try to keep that in the forefront.
What, you've seen a lot of the changes, you're able to kind of work through yourself right now, but what's some things that you'd like to see change in the industry right now that's either you're not all about or that you wish was a little different?
Well, I tell you, I wish all the natural organizations could find some kind of way to work together.
Preach!
And even, like, agree on drug testing, you know, drug testing across the board and stuff.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We're going to have one of the natural, I would say heads of one of the natural leagues come on next week, and we're really ready to grill him about what's going on. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
So listen to that one.
Yeah, that's my main thing. Yeah. I have to listen to that.
Go ahead, keep going. You wish what?
I just wish there was more, you know, unity between all the organizations and across the board, you know, testing and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Have you had a problem going from one to the other, like the list and everything, or?
No, not really. Now, I've only done IMBF and IFPA, so I haven't experimented in any of the other organizations.
But still, everything that's going on right now is kind of hard on all the natural athletes with the big divide going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
we'll get more info for you on that one.
Very nice.
So, Carrie, how does your family, number one, support you in your competitions and seeing your body change? And then how do you deal with, because you do get really, really, really lean, how do you deal with comments from like the average gym goers?
Well, you know, it's a lot of people that are really positive about it. You know, you might get something negative every once in a while, but I just try to ignore that because, you know, I'm not doing this for them. I'm doing it for me. Mm-hmm. I've got a favorite quote, if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
It's, sometimes the people around you won't understand your journey. They don't need to. It's not for them.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd say that applies to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So along the lines of kind of, you know, being the top female bodybuilder. That's amazing. But how is it being a female bodybuilder? You deal with it well, but being a role model for other females, how does that feel for you?
Gosh, I don't ever think of myself that way. But
you are the top bodybuilder female.
Yeah, I guess I don't think about it very much, but I mean, it makes me feel good that, you know, not like I did, because I mean, that was my goal, and that was something I've been striving for.
Yeah. And what are some advice for females that you have, especially females of, like, in the master's class, we'll say?
I would say, well, it's never too late.
Yes.
Change your physique and get healthy. And one thing that I've come to find out about myself is the older you get, you know, your metabolism just doesn't want to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I ever did compete again, that I would be careful not to gain a lot of off-season weight, because it's so hard to get off.
Yeah.
And that's advice I would give older ladies, because, you know, you're really not going to put on a ton of muscle probably at my age, but I would just keep the weight gain to a minimum, because that way it's just easier to get that off.
That's a great tip. What about for females just starting out in the world of fitness and bodybuilding?
Well, I'm sure they could probably get away with gaining a little bit more weight. But I would just say just stay focused, be consistent. You know, the younger ones really, you know, I envy that, because I didn't compete all those years. I just took such long breaks in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you could start out young and just make your way through it, you'd have an awesome journey. But I didn't do that. You know, I just took too many long breaks, but it was what I needed.
Mm-hmm. What do you think social media and shows and competing nowadays?
What do you mean?
So, I mean, you didn't probably have a lot of time that you were checking out your competition. You didn't, you know, have that pressure of it. Do you think that's changed a lot of competitors' lifestyles or views or how they get ready and stuff?
Maybe so. I think it is, you know, you get to see more, you know, the competitors and who's competing where. And, you know, I guess it could be intimidating if you let it. But, you know, I try to just do me. But, yeah, social media, I mean, it's out there. I mean, crazy. But, yeah, you know, that's how I made a lot of connections, too, just like Cliff. So,
right.
Got some good points to it.
Yeah. What is it that, did you hurt your shoulder recently? Was it your shoulder?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I hurt it last July, right before Yorton.
So how'd you come back from coming from an injury like that?
I'll tell you, I went to an orthopedist, mm-hmm. and he didn't think it was torn or anything. He didn't do an MRI. He sent me to physical therapy, mm-hmm. and so I did that all the way up until Yorton, and I just tried to do light weights and more reps. I mean, I really couldn't lift real heavy because it hurt so bad.
That's amazing.
So I just tried to, I knew I didn't have much longer, and I just said, well, I'm just going to try to make it through to Yorton because I don't want to miss Yorton again.
Right. Carrie, that's amazing.
So I didn't find out until after Yorton, I went to another doctor, and he did an MRI, mm-hmm. that my supraspinatus was completely torn.
Wow. How did it?
Oh, my God.
Right. How did it feel hitting poses?
So, and I just had, well, it wasn't that bad except for had trouble getting my front and rear lat spreads out.
Man.
I couldn't get my shoulder and my lat to cooperate.
Because it was torn.
Yeah. So I just did the best I could.
That's amazing. Oh, that is awesome.
But I just had it fixed in May, so it was really doing good. So almost a year after I tore it, I had it fixed.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is a heck of a story. That's like determination at its finest.
I mean, I didn't want anything to get in my way.
Hey, yeah. That's awesome. Champions do more.
Really?
I really didn't think it was born.
That's amazing. There's a good quote that I'll put in later about it, that champions do more, and that is the epitome of champions doing more.
Yeah, I had to just work around it.
Wow. So you kind of alluded already, but... Oh, sorry, now my animals are going crazy. No. So... What does the future hold for you? You said you kind of went out on top.
What'd you say?
You said, I asked what the future held for you, because you kind of said you went out on top, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I said that was going to be it for me. I'm not exactly sure. I think once you know, it's in your blood, competitor. You just don't want to give that up.
Yeah.
I'll have to see how my shoulder recovery does, which right now is doing really good. If I did, I would think about it, but it would probably be a few years.
That's what we both say too.
And are you still?
I'm not. I hadn't done my off season with him, but I'm thinking about starting back
year. Yeah, so the first of next year. Carrie, we're going to ask you two more questions.
Okay.
So, Carrie, you, after your show, you still worked with Cliff for a little bit, or what did your reverse dieting look like post-show?
It looked horrible.
It looked horrible.
In fact, there wasn't much of a reverse diet.
I love it. That's the most honest answer you've ever gotten.
I love it.
Well, I'll tell you, I had trouble. Because I really didn't have another goal in sight. I just wanted to eat. And so I kind of let it control me for a little while.
Okay.
And on top of that, you know, I had shoulder surgery. So I gained a little bit more weight back than I intended to.
Right.
So now I'm...
So then how did you reel it back in?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I'm back on just eating healthy and got my calories up some. I've actually dropped a few pounds, but I'm eating more. Anyways,
awesome.
It's going well. And I feel better since I'm back eating real healthy again and getting stronger in the gym again, too.
But good, yeah, good.
I'm not a good
reverse dieter. So it just sounds like you need like a little break.
Yeah.
You're not.
I'm not a good reverse dieter.
That's so funny. We appreciate your honesty because, you know, I think actually the guys on TNT, so I think Cliff was on this episode when they were talking about reverse, so like probably I'd say 1 in 10 people are good at it. And I was just like, that's probably close. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it really sucks.
Yeah.
Danica is amazing at it. I am.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She's awesome at it.
Carrie, I just want to tell you, I'm also a diabetic. So I think that helps me a little bit more. I have my life on the line. So.
Well, okay.
But hey, if people want to take on diabetes, then they could do that.
Oh my goodness. No.
No, exactly. That's kind of what we all say.
I probably. I probably could have gotten it, though, after Yorton.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Oh,
no.
That's awesome. So, on that note, Carrie, what are some advice you have for our listeners? Like, we have people who have done shows, who have never done shows, who are thinking about doing shows, really a lot of females that listen. So
yeah.
What is some advice you have for our listeners from your experience in the fitness world and everything else?
The main thing I would say is find a really reputable, good prep coach. You know, that made all the difference mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah, and you and Cliff have a really good relationship.
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, he's not just, you know, my coach. I mean, I consider him a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had him on. He's a great guy. He's very smart. We joked and I told him that I like to watch dog videos in between, you know, in my downtime to relax. And he's like, nope, Chris, you should be studying more.
And the other thing is, like I was just talking about reverse dieting, is I really recommend a good reverse diet and trying to stick to it. Because, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, you will gain weight back so fast, and you just don't feel good. You terrible body image.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just highly recommend trying to do the reverse diet if you...
Do you think your body image has changed through the years for you when it's come to shows and everything?
I think it's changed. Well, you know, my off-season body image is always kind of... I just don't think I look real good in off season
mm-hmm.
because normally I'll gain like 25 or 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in my off season with Cliff, I'll gain about 25 or 30 anyway. And I think that affects women worse than men because, I mean, you just don't want to feel chunky, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they just don't show it as much. I think they care, but they just don't.
Yeah.
They act like they don't care as much because it's easier for a man in society to be a little bit chubby or their pants fit a little tight. No one's going to say much to them, but for us, it's a little different.
Yeah, I hate having that chunky body image. I don't like it.
Have you had any tips that you've been able to deal with that in a positive way?
Well, you know, I'm getting stronger in the gym again and lifting harder again. So, you know, I'm just... Right now, my calories are up some, and eventually I'm going to try to get the rest of this weight off. I just feel more comfortable in my skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. We all, I think we both hear you right now. And the way that we all have.
Because you're both pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad, but excellent. So, Carrie, do you have any books or quotes that you want to kind of leave people with that they can either, like a book that you'd recommend or a quote or anything like that you can kind of leave off for the listeners?
Well, I'll tell you, John Gorman's got a couple of good books.
Yeah.
Metabolism Rehab, and I can't remember the name of the second one. I've got both of them.
I think it's a flex dieting, or is it the reverse one?
I can't remember the name of the second one. I've got both books.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are both good. And actually, Cliff is supposed to be coming out with a book.
We'll definitely get him on here when he does that.
Now, my favorite quote is a scripture,
uh-huh.
and it's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm. You always have to have that faith.
Yes.
And not a
got me through a lot.
Good. Yeah, and not a barking dog behind you. I definitely think faith in any way you have it. Like, I don't know if you knew this, Carrie, but my dad's a minister. He's a youth minister, youth pastor.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up a lot of church, so it definitely helps to have faith in yourself and faith in something that helps you to kind of keep that moving forward trigger for you, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is a great little spot to say we always end on a positive note. So what's one thing that you're grateful for or thankful for or feel positive for today?
Thankful for my husband, who is very supportive of me, and I'm still very thankful and blessed about my Yorton win.
Yeah!
Yeah.
What did it feel like when you won? You know, we haven't had a whole lot of people that we could talk to about that. What did it feel like when you won?
It was like I mean, it was the best day of my competitive career. I mean, it was like the most amazing feeling being number one in the world at that point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was awesome.
It is. It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And not
you know that. Yeah. You know that feeling.
Yeah, that's what. That's one of the reasons why we call it Champion Chat. Danica got that feeling the year before, and then now the two of us got it last year.
Did Danica win the Yorton? What did she win? The bikini the year before?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, 2014. Awesome. Yeah.
It's kind of fun. Danica, what are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for, and I never thought I would ever say this because I'm not a fall person, but I'm thankful for fall because it's such a beautiful time of year. And I think that in Vermont, if you guys are, and in Maine too, I'm sure, but the foliage is just now beginning, and I'm just thankful for the beauty of nature, I guess, and being able to have that crisp air in the morning just feels good.
Yeah.
I love fall.
Me too.
Yeah. How about for you?
Fall is my favorite. The thing for me is that technology slightly worked today. That's what I'm going with.
That's right.
Because, Carrie, I think you have a great story, and it would be great to have people follow you and follow your journey even, like, forward to whatever you decide to do, if you ever do decide to do it again. It's an amazing thing being, you know, in the industry for so long, and giving yourself the time to recuperate was a really important thing that I don't think people get enough. They don't understand that it's okay to take some time off, and that you did that and you listened to your body. You also listened to your life. You listened to, like, you know, I wanted to raise my son, and all that it was important to me. And I balanced as much as I could and realized that some things had to go here, some things had to go here, and it was just even. And then that you won your biggest championship, and that was a huge thing for you, and you accomplished it.
Yeah,
and definitely.
And we're big on, you know, our moms are, Danica's mom, we actually had her on not that long ago, she's into fitness, and we really, like, want to help people realize that it's a whole life thing. You don't have to be a bodybuilder, but
but that's right.
Being healthy.
Yes.
So we really appreciate your time, and you have the biggest heart, and we love talking to you because your accent.
I know, I love it.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
Of course. I'm so glad it worked.
Thank you.
You can follow Carrie on Instagram. You can see a lot of her story too on Cliff Wilson stuff. Cliff has a little bit of information on his page about you. He talks about you actually on the TNT podcast. So if you want to listen to that, you can listen to the TNT podcast with John Gorman and occasionally with Cliff Wilson on there sometimes too. They do a really great job of talking about the technical side. We like to take care of the emotional side. it's a little bit of girl. It's a little bit of girl talk, but it has to happen because I think sometimes they forget that the mental part has to be there too.
Oh yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com. And if you have any questions for Danica or I, you can email both of us on our personal Instagrams and Facebooks and everything else. But we want to thank you today from Danica and Carrie and myself. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day. Bye, ladies. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.